It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Violets are blue. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and you know what? Hey, we love you. We'll say it. L-O-V-E, baby. Want to make out? Hey, happy Valentine's Day. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Our number to call in and confess your love to us is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Or if you'd like to slide into our DMs and share that, well, you can do it. We don't mind. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Sitting to my left, my work wife. I didn't get her anything, kind of like my real wife. Wow. Alex, hey, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. This is one of my favorite holidays ever. And I would like to point out that only producer Porkchop, it looks like, is sharing the enthusiasm and the festivity with me. He's wearing red. I am wearing pink and white.
I'm wearing red, too.
On your underwear?
Yup. Lindsay, later on, you're going to see Cupid.
That doesn't count because I can't see it.
Come here. Look. What do you think?
Oh, God. Yeah, that does not make my Valentine's Day morning any better. No offense. But okay. I am excited because today we have such a special Valentine's Day planned show.
We're doing so much love.
An entire love hour of love juicy love. Relationship scoop. This is probably going to go down as one of my favorite shows that we've ever done. Producer Porkchop, are you feeling festive for Valentine's Day? Because it looks like it on the outside.
Yeah, I'm feeling very festive. But I also feel like if anyone's going to be giving any relationship advice around here, it should be me.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. That's very interesting.
Because out of all of us, I've been in a successful, happy relationship the longest.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but how many breakups have there been?
Like two.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
But we've been together for 7 years, and we're not married yet.
How long were you guys broken up in those seven years?
I've had like 5-minute breakups.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I broke up with my wife for 1 week, if you want to count that, but I've been with her for 7 years, married for over three.
Broke up after you were married or before?
No.
That would be awkward.
Remember the date?
No, poor chap. I don't because it was so quick.
April 6, 2012.
So. Why do you remember? You keep it in your iPhone?
No,
like,
I just remember. You don't remember the day you started dating your significant other?
Oh, dating? I thought you meant whenever the breakup happened.
No, I don't remember.
No, that's what
I'm talking about. Minus April 13th, 2018.
That doesn't lessen your love if you don't remember all of it. It just means that you're like probably creepy and you do weird stuff.
No, I just, well, then how do you, if you don't even know the date, how do you know you've been in a relationship longer than me?
Because my wife tells me things that I need to know when I need to know them, okay?
That's true. That is married life
Trust me, she tells me everything I need to know and how I should know it. So I know that I've been married for over 3 years and I've been with her for seven. So I win.
Yeah.
More love right here. Well, this is an example of a good relationship.
Hey, Liv the web girl, you don't seem like you're in a cheery Valentine's Day mood.
I'm just, you know, Valentine's is stupid.
You hate it?
I'm just not feeling the love today.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to hear more about that later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Okay. We'll I was going to say, she's...
What a time of year for something like this to happen, you know?
Wait, what the heck happened?
We're going to find out coming up 8:30, 7:30 Central.
She's gonna have a baby!
No babies. No one on this show better be having any babies.
Are you kidding me? I want to get my wife knocked up. I'm hoping tonight's the magic night.
We don't have enough room in this studio for a playpen.
I beg to differ. If we get rid of all your juice boxes right over there, there'll be plenty of room,
okay,
Alex.
Fair.
Okay, well, hey, we got a lot going on here on the Joe and Alex Show this morning. As she said, don't go anywhere because coming up within an hour or so, we got love on the brain. Hey, give us another song and then we'll find out what's coming up here in the garbage. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We love you.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
I know that we don't play country music on the station, but
sometimes
I feel like garbage is just too juicy to ignore. Country singer Miranda Lambert got into a heated altercation at a steakhouse in Nashville, which resulted in her dumping a salad on another woman's lap. I was living for this yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. Was she drunk when she did this?
Well, according to reports, Miranda, her mom, and a family friend were at this restaurant when a man started getting into it with Miranda's friend. The fight apparently started in the men's restroom over millennials and how much time they spent on their phones, and ended with Miranda having to be held back as she eventually started yelling at the man and his wife. And then she approached the man's wife, and that's when she dumped her salad on her lap. Authorities were called, but by the time that they got there, Miranda and her group had left.
Now I'm just hungry.
Doesn't this like kind of make you love Miranda though? Like, I think
Is Miranda is crazy. I've met her. This is back in the day when she was with Blake Shelton, like they were dating, and she was like blackout drunk at like a place where they hang out in Nashville.
You think she's wild?
Oh, she is. I know she's wild. She's crazy. Yes, I mean. But that's pretty crazy to toss a salad on somebody.
Yeah, I know. That lady wasn't expecting to get her salad tossed by Miranda Lambert, I'm sure.
I would love it. So.
Jussie Smollett sat down for his first interview about the racist and homophobic beatdown that he was supposedly given in Chicago last month. The Empire actor spoke to Robin Roberts for an interview airing today on Good Morning America. And that's when Robin asked him about the questions that have come his way since the attack. And some people thinking he made it up.
I'm pissed off. Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also... the attacks. You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Details of the incident have been picked apart. Some of his neighbors have expressed skepticism that it happened the way that he said it did, and the lack of evidence has kind of done nothing to change their minds.
Have you seen that image, mm-hmm. and do you believe that they could possibly be the attackers?
I do. Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
Rumors are swirling that Blac Chyna and Soulja Boy have been secretly dating.
Yes!
And I guess it all started on Instagram. They reportedly have only been dating for a little over a week, but Soulja Boy posted to social media that he's in love, of course. She is about to take all your money, dude.
Soulja Boy up in Blac Chyna.
Apparently, Chyna and Soulja Boy talked through DMs on Instagram, and then they finally met at Sean Kingston's penthouse a little over a week ago and have been inseparable ever since.
Can we stop real quick? Hold on. Sean Kingston, how's he been?
Nobody's talked to him either.
Somebody call 911.
This is like the nobodies all getting together, I guess.
That could be a good show.
The has-beens.
This week on the nobodies.
I don't understand how anyone still falls for her tactics. Like, she is such a scammer.
What if she's
such
changed
a scammer.
Her ways? Come on, it's Valentine's Day. How do you not believe in love?
Speaking of Valentine's Day, Jennifer Lopez talked about her first Valentine's Day with boyfriend Alex Rodriguez after they met.
It was nice because it was a couple of weeks later, and I remember I was doing my show in Vegas, and I got to Vegas. And I flew in and I was tired, and there was all these flowers and chocolates and a cake and everything. I was like, who sent me all that? You know, I didn't know who it was, kind of, because it was kind of new.
Uh-huh, sure.
But it was really nice because it made me feel like, oh.
Coming up in less than an hour, Steve Harvey got into it with one of his celebrity guests yesterday on his show.
This is kind of cool. A school found and returned a purse from a former student from over 50 years ago. Actually, from 65 years ago, that's how long it was. A school district in Indiana returned a handbag to its owner nearly 65 years. And all of this happened because of social media. And people say it's bad. Come on. The district posted a picture on the on their Facebook page last week of a black purse. And I guess they were saying, hey, can you help us track down our former student who apparently lost her purse way back in 1954?
Oh, my goodness.
First of all, are they still alive?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest here. Second, are they actually on Facebook or the internet? Well, the bag was found while working where workers were demolishing a high school building in order to make way for a new elementary school that was going to be built on that same location. The purse, here's what was inside way back in 1954. It contained a tube of red lipstick. Uh-oh, we got a hussy on our hands. A bus schedule. And a first place ribbon for the mile relay. So we had an athlete right here. and, this is the cute part, a note from an admirer asking her to prom.
Oh my gosh, stop. That is so cute.
See, I need to know, did they go to prom? Did she say yes?
I don't know. When they found her, did they find out?
I don't know. They did announce this. They have located the woman who now lives out of state, and they're going to return the bag. We need a follow-up. Did she go to prom? Did they get married and have kids? Is it like a modern day This Is Us? What happened?
I bet she was so excited to get that. Just the memories. How cool would that be?
Now, I don't remember losing anything at school, but did you guys ever get in trouble? Because I got in a lot of trouble in school. And not that you lost it, but somebody took something away from you at school, like where teachers or principals would say, hey, give me that, Alex.
We're gonna
put that in the drawer.
My 13-year-old boyfriend Eric and I, we would write each other like 5-page long love notes, super detailed, the gushiest, grossest stuff you've ever heard in your life. And one of my teachers grabbed it from me and read the entire thing, like all 4 pages in front of the entire class. It was so humiliating.
Wait, all 4 pages.
Yeah. So I didn't write in his class anymore.
Oh my gosh. Pork chop, you look like you got in trouble too.
What? Yeah, right. Dude.
You never did?
Barely. I remember I've gotten in trouble 2 times. I've never been suspended or expelled or detention or anything.
Oh my gosh. I was constantly in school suspension.
In school suspension sucks. I'm like, just send me home.
I was sent in the hall all the time. Always in trouble.
That's what I had to do 1 time, and I think it's because I threw a stapler, but I didn't throw it.
You threw a stapler? You're a psycho.
No, I like.
See, you're the kid that's like super quiet, never talks, doesn't do anything bad, and then just literally lashes out and throws a
I was tossing it to a friend, and like the teacher like freaked out, and I had to write sentences, which I hated, but I figured out a way to do it fast.
Oh my gosh.
There was
copy and paste or what?
No, this was back in the day, man. Pencil and paper. And then one other time I actually got in trouble for like a little fight in high school.
Really? Who instigated that?
Let's see.
Some other girl.
I was a freshman, and he was a junior, and the junior was, like, talking smack to another person, and, like, I wasn't having it, so I told him, like, what I thought, and then we got in, like, a little tussle, and...
Who won?
I mean,
how many punches were thrown?
They just pulled each other's hair. That was it.
Maybe some nail stuff. But I mean, I got one punch in.
Scratched him like
a
cat?
I mean, I got one
Take
punch
that,
in.
Bitch!
I didn't want to hurt him.
It's a fight. You got to win it.
Yeah. I mean, I've never actually been in a real fight.
Every single day, one time in 5th grade for a week, I had to write, I will not talk in class 500 times.
Well, looks like that one worked out. Happy Valentine's Day. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Have you ever been on a plane and had turbulence? I have never had like really severe turbulence.
Me neither.
I've had mild turbulence, but nothing like super, super
scary. Were you scared, Liv?
Yeah, I mean, I was. It was like enough turbulence to be like, oh, goodness. But it wasn't so bad. I was throwing up.
Okay. Well, 5 people are injured after a Delta Airlines flight from California experienced severe turbulence and was forced to make an emergency landing in Nevada. This happened yesterday. Flight 5763 was heading to Seattle, Washington from Santa Ana, California, when the extreme turbulence forced the plane to land in Reno, Nevada. 5 people in total were injured, with 3 being taken to the hospital. There's video taken after it happened. And you know how the drink cart like is on the wheels rolling down?
Yeah.
It got flipped upside down. The turbulence
was
so bad.
Yeah, I would have been in tears because I would have been scared that we were going down.
No, I mean, I would have been like trying to grab anything I could, because even if we live, I'm like, well, maybe I can get some extra snacks out of this deal. Or if I'm going down, I'm getting the good stuff. Give me that gin and tonic, please. To infinity and beyond, well, no longer. NASA's Mars rover was pronounced dead yesterday, RIP, 15 years after it landed on the planet. The vehicle, if you didn't know, gathers information about the red planet. I guess, because I didn't know this, it was only built to operate for 3 months. So they spent all this time to send it up there, and it's only supposed to maybe last 3 months. Well, it actually lasted for 15 years.
Holy cow. What is it supposed to do? Like self-destruct?
No, it just like they were saying that was the expectancy. They thought maybe that's as long as it can handle the conditions, but it went for that long. That's incredible. So, yep, it roamed 28 miles on the red planet, and it says that it worked longer than any other lander in the history of space exploration. So
cool.
Can't wait to see what we're doing with Space Force. Hopefully we can send one up there.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, if you got a Ford, check this out. This is kind of crazy. They were calling 1.5 million pickup trucks because the transmission, and this is scary, can suddenly downshift into first gear.
Ooh.
That's not good. That's not good at all. The issue has caused at least 5 accidents, including one that caused a whiplash injury from a sudden downshift. The recalled Ford F-150s are from 2011 through 2013. Those are the models with a 6-speed automatic transmission. So if you have one or know somebody, get that checked out. That's not safe. Alex, do you like chicken and waffles?
I do. I just don't put any syrup on it. I just do a plain dry piece of chicken, plain dry piece of waffle.
You are so basic. The syrup is what makes the chicken and waffles
Picky
the sweet
eater.
And the savory. Okay, well, I love chicken and waffles too. One of my favorite dishes. This is disgusting though, I think. A chicken and waffle cereal is coming to Walmart.
Ooh, nope.
Post chicken and waffle honey bunches of oats will hit Walmart across the U.S. starting March 7th. It'll only be at Walmart, but I'm sorry. I got excited. Then I'm like, what, a cereal?
Well, I thought, didn't Lay's come out with a chicken and waffle flavor? People like that.
The chips, yeah. I've never tried them.
Oh,
I
really?
Still want to.
I never try a lot of their crazy stuff. Like, they had like a ketchup chip. I'm like, bleh.
Dude, I've had the ketchup chips.
Gross.
I loved those in high school. You could only get them in Canada. And I had a friend whose mom and dad were from Canada. So whenever they went there to visit family, they would bring back a bunch of bags
How
of
do
ketchup
they?
Chips.
Okay, I never had them, but that sounds disgusting. Ketchup chips?
I have heard a lot of people say they're good.
So good. And if you mix a ketchup chip with a pickle chip,
I mean, it makes sense to me because a chip is a potato and you put ketchup on fries.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
Joe,
I don't know. It just sounds gross. I love to smear ketchup on my hash browns.
I love ketchup on hash browns. I love ketchup on eggs. And I know for a fact that you have definitely dipped a potato chip in ketchup in your life before.
Never,
Joe.
I swear.
I don't believe
I'm like
that
Alex
for a
freaking
second.
Out trying fruit. I will not do it. But it's weird. I will actually do it the other way. Okay. And finally, if you're looking for love online this Valentine's Day, please watch out for scammers. The Federal Trade Commission has 2,100 reports of people getting scammed by internet lovers in 2018 alone. Not only did people get hurt in the love department, you know, it kind of sucks to find out they're not real, they got hurt in the financial department. They lost $143 million, which was more than any other type of consumer fraud that the FTC identified last
year.
That
is the biggest crock of crap. Like, the people that are like, I'm dating somebody online and he asked me for $100. I just thought I would send it to him, even though I've never met him or talked to him on the phone or Skyped.
You're talking rationally, though. I mean, you have to understand, these are some people that are good people, but they just want love. And I hate to say the word desperate, but sometimes you look past things. Yeah, logically, we're like, are you a dummy? Don't do that.
Catfish has been on MTV for long enough now. There should be no excuses.
Okay, well, that's the thing you bring up, which is interesting. Like, Catfish, well, that's younger people. They're saying the median amount that people lost last year in 2018 was about $2,600. So, I mean, that's a lot, but not like life. It's not going to ruin your life. But people that are over 70, it spiked to at least 10 grand. Because it's older people that are probably lost their loved ones. Like, oh my gosh, this person looks like an old person too. And they're showing interest in me and want some love. A little word of advice, which duh, makes sense. The FTC says, don't give money to someone you've met only on the computer. My mom never gave money, but she used to like talk about like somebody being lonely. But she's only probably like in her 40s at the time, but she knew nothing about the internet. She would have packages like they would be shipped to our place.
No way. Packages of what?
Just different products like Bluetooth and different things. And they came like nobody ever picked them up. So like we got a bunch of free stuff illegally, but I don't know. It's just, I'm like, Mom, what the hell are you doing? She's like, nothing. I'm like, I think what you're doing is illegal.
I don't understand. Like, she was talking to people and her, like, online lovers were sending packages.
This one guy that, like, apparently she, I don't know. I don't know all the details, Alex, and to be honest, I don't want to know.
It's Valentine's Day. I need you to ask your mom about her love life.
I don't want to know if my mom was, you know, Skyping or cybering. No, thank you. I'm good with that. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex is like, you need to say happy Valentine's Day. What if I'm not in love, Alex? What if I don't want to celebrate love?
Well, that'd be awkward.
Yeah, it's true. I'm married. Yeah, hey, happy Valentine's Day. If you're single, you know what? It's not that bad. You can do what you want to do and, you know, be who you want to be.
It's also Single Awareness Day. Take a bubble bath today. Have some wine. Watch a chick flick.
Look for love online. Craigslist, wherever you shop, it don't matter. Okay, so this right here I thought was actually kind of interesting. I did not know that. And then Alex said, I'm going to throw up everywhere. How long will you eat something after it expires? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number.
Ugh.
833-563-YOU'RE-A-DIVA-2539 or our social media, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said she will not throw away a jar of jam, which I, in this case, will call jelly, because we're in America, with mold on the surface. She says she will just simply scrape it off and get a little below that. And the good, the stuff's still good. The preservatives underneath are fine.
No.
She shared this during a cabinet discussion on a way of how to reduce food waste. She also said she shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be tossing out food just because it's past its best before date, saying people should be able to tell if something's good or not. I agree with you, Theresa. I agree. Now, it seems gross, guys, but some of our favorite stuff most people to eat, it can be fine, expired, or gross. For example, cheese is disgusting. Like, it's mold. You know what I mean?
Well, blue cheese is good.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like, that stuff's not, it's nasty stuff, but you still eat it.
No, you're not supposed to eat moldy cheese that isn't supposed to be moldy. Also, jam and jelly are different. And I will say a lot of times with real natural jams and jellies, it molds very quickly, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. Will I eat it? No.
Just
but
cut
I
the
do
part out,
know
Liv.
People that cut it off if it's super natural homemade jam or jelly.
What about fruit, Liv? You like to be healthy. What if fruit's got a little bit of a spot on or something? Don't you just kind of like cut that spot out? You're going to throw the whole apple away or the whole strawberry away?
Well, definitely not going to eat a moldy apple. If I buy a batch of strawberries and when I open it up, there's one moldy one, I'll throw that one away and wash the others off. If there's like three moldy ones, I'm throwing the whole thing away.
I think you guys are just, in this case, being a little dramatic about it. I wouldn't want you to get sick, but it's perfectly fine.
I am so weird about this that if my food, like my bread, for example, says it's expired by like today and it is today, I will throw the whole thing away even if I don't see anything wrong with it. I am so much of a stickler when it comes to the best of date.
And you can actually get very sick. Like there are there are guidelines. People know you should not eat meat after 3 days after it's been cooked, even if it's in your refrigerator, because bacteria can still grow on it. There's levels of degrees of coldness, like 32 and below, 165 and above. And actually, Andrea on the phone, she kind of agrees with me.
Andrea, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. How convenient, by the way, that Pork Chop put you up first. What's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm just stuck in the land of people with weak stomachs. I don't know. A bunch of babies around here. Other than that, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am fabulous.
So what's up?
I am actually on my way to work at a food bank, so I thought it was a perfect question for me to call in and answer.
Yes. What do you say?
There are actually national guidelines that come down to us. Everything that you get, it's not an expiration date. It's just a like a packaging guideline for the store. So canned goods have 2 years past their date. Dry product has 2 years. Everything has an extension, even yogurt, milk. The shortest extension, though, is mayonnaise and ranch dressing. It's only good for about 3 or 3 to 6 months past the date just because of the separation of the oil in it.
Yeah.
But so I didn't know any of those things were true until I worked at the food bank. And milk is actually good. The federal government says that milk is good for 2 weeks past the date.
I won't even chance it.
No, the thing is, you can tell if there's kernels and chunks in it.
Stop.
Yeah, you don't have it. But if it's not, it's fine. You guys are such babies.
So
hey,
what?
Thank you, Andrea.
I want to ask her a question.
No, I got her there. Andrea, go ahead. Ask Andrea a question.
Andrea, so the other day I threw away a can of corn that had expired, but you're saying I could have kept it for 2 more years?
Yes, it's all of the. Sodium and the way that they're packed, they're good. They just have a best by date on them, and that's so that the store can regulate their shelves frequently and ship out old product. It's just when the manufacturer manufactures it, they put a date on it, but it actually has a life longer than that.
This might help people out, you know, if they are, you know, can't afford to go grocery shopping too often and they're worried about, you know, expired dates. This might be a good thing, I guess.
I just wish it would help you guys out who waste everything. Hey, thank you, Andrea.
I don't think I have, I don't think I can stomach trying to eat something because just knowing that it's expired, I'll be like,
it's not expired, though. It's not expired. Those are Best Buy dates.
But I've been brainwashed to think that.
Of course you have, Alex. You know why?
Why?
I don't know.
One time I had a little dish of fruit. And like there was one little strawberry that was like kind of fuzzy, so I just threw the strawberry away and ate everything else. And
you got sick?
Oh, my stomach.
Ew.
I was
that,
just
I don't
that's not
that.
Even related.
I don't
what?
Believe that.
You think I'm lying?
No, I don't think you're lying. I think that one, it's either all in your head or your stomach hurt from something else, not from the strawberries. But one time my sister drank milk that was just one day old. She didn't even see it, and she said it tasted like soy sauce.
Okay.
You sure she wasn't drunk and it actually was soy sauce?
So there is a kind of a viral video from this YouTuber named Shane Dawson that we were going to talk about later in the show. But I did not know about this guy. I am now, of course, interested in possibly checking him out and subscribing to his channel. But he has a weird conspiracy theory about Chuck E. Cheese.
He says, the pizza place where kids go and there's a big giant rat dancing around?
Yeah. He says that... pork chop, what is it that...
He says that, like, so when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you order the pizza, let's say you don't eat the whole pizza and there's two slices left, he's saying the employees keep that, take it in the back and form a new pizza when you go to order it.
But wait, what if I take my pizza home?
Well, then you better do that, because he's saying if you don't, they're probably reusing it.
Does anybody... Let's just crush this right now. This sounds so dumb. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you work at Chuck E. Cheese... You actually have to work there. 833-563-2539. Is this like a policy, possibly?
Now, he says he is not sure if this is true. And disclaimer, like, this is just his theory. So it's not
proven
yet. Well, it's
to protect his butt, for sure.
Correct.
For sure.
So I'm protecting our butt, too.
Yeah. Everybody's got to protect their butt. I mean, do you guys really... I mean, I guess it doesn't sound that... To me, it's not that huge of a conspiracy, because there can be different businesses that I'm sure, like... Hey, they didn't eat all the fries. Put them back in this next order.
You have told us 100 million times, Pork Chop, that you used to be a waiter. Do you guys reheat people's food they don't finish?
No way. That's extremely disgusting and illegal. Actually, it's unfortunate that, let's say something goes out to the table and you put it down on the table and they're like, oh, this isn't what I ordered. You have to throw it away.
Wow.
Honestly,
as soon as it touches the table.
I am shocked that you guys are shocked at this. This does not surprise me at all. I 1,000% believe that something like this happened.
What if
with multiple restaurants or just this restaurant?
Multiple.
What if someone sneezed on it?
I agree. I know it's gross. I agree with you. It's gross.
Sneezed on it.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Brianna from Greenwood.
Hey, Brianna. Do you ever work at a Chuck E. Cheese?
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese in high school. Now, granted, this was 10 years ago, but I'm just going to take a gander saying they most likely have the same policy. They absolutely never reused any pizza. I mean, the grossest thing we probably did was, like, take it and eat it if we were starving, because they don't give us food there. But, no, didn't form any new pizzas.
Oh, they don't give you any food? You're not allowed to have, like, an employee lunch?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, man.
I mean, once in a while, if they messed up a pizza... Messed up. They might do that on purpose, but
wink, wink.
Maybe.
Wait.
Yeah.
So, how many years ago did you work there? Did you say
this was 10 years ago, and I was actually the rat, and it was horrible.
Okay, but I'm saying in 10 years, I definitely think it's fair to say that not as many people are going to Chuck E. Cheese anymore. Don't you think? Because kids are way more involved with other things.
Yeah, like iPads.
Trampolines, sure. iPads, video games. So, you know what? Chuck E. Cheese might be struggling. They might have formed a new policy.
There's too much fecal matter on the games. It's an issue.
Ew,
these things.
Okay, you know what? Can we have a rule here? We don't say fecal.
Mary,
this early in the morning?
Mary tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, we have a friend that worked there for 7 years and said this is a lie.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Christine again.
There we go. What did you want to say?
So I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese for about 8 years, and I was an employee and a manager. I worked all across the United States in, like, Texas, Minnesota, all kinds of places, and we never reused pizza.
So it's fair to say that this conspiracy theory then has been debunked.
Yes.
There you have it.
Now, did you ever wear the rat suit too?
Yeah, sadly.
Did you ever, like, do anything in the rat suit?
Stop. Don't answer that.
I don't know. What's that? I don't even know what that means.
Say, like, hey, big
boy. Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Oh, yes, you do. You're such a liar. Thank you for calling.
What could you do in the rat suit? Like, you hug people and talk to people.
Whatever, Pork Chop. Like, you don't wear furry costumes on the weekend. Okay.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Monique got into a tense conversation with Steve Harvey on a show about her claim that she's been blackballed in Hollywood.
But I began telling you at the very beginning, I think we're going about this the wrong way. Now, we keep saying stuff that keeps just making it worse. Hollywood know you talented.
But it's making it worse for who?
It's making it worse.
For who?
Okay, if you think it's cool, then it's cool.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not cool, Mo.
For who?
It's not cool.
For who?
The fact that we're sitting here arguing like this.
We're not arguing.
Okay, we're discussing.
You and your sister, we having a conversation that mommy and daddy ain't here right now.
Cool.
And I'm getting ready to punch you in your mouth. Right. That's the conversation. Bam, bam. Right.
Steve Harvey thinks that Lee Daniels, Oprah Winfrey, and Tyler Perry should apologize to Monique, but that she should also apologize to them. So basically, she's had a hard time getting work and getting jobs and stuff after she did the movie Precious a few years back. It was something like Oprah and Tyler Perry wanted her to go on like some publicity tour or something for the movie. She wanted more money to be able to do it. People said no. And then like Oprah and Tyler Perry and Lee Daniels or something, like, you know, you're being ridiculous. You need to not ask for more money and all this. And she kind of stood up for herself and was like, no, absolutely not. Like, I believe I deserve this. I'm going to ask for it. Like, she told Oprah and Tyler Perry, suck my blank, like all this stuff on TV and all this. So anyway, it started all this drama. And so Steve Harvey is basically like, no, they do need to apologize to you, but you also need to apologize to them.
I disagree with the way Oprah, Lee, and Tyler did it.
Cool.
But I love them.
I give you that. Now, guess what we need to do
need?
To move forward and fix this?
Come on.
These people owe you an apology. You owe those people an apology. Then we can move forward.
He is getting so much heat for this today and yesterday because a lot of people feel like he kind of, with the whole conversation, was telling her, you know, the money's more important. Sometimes you just need to sit down and shut up and not talk about what you believe in and what's important to you. Essentially, the way I took it is Steve Harvey saying to Monique, look, your principles don't matter as much as the potential money that you could be making. And I really like Steve Harvey, but I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
But
I'm
if she
on team
makes
Monique.
A movie, sorry about that. I'm on team Harvey, because if she makes a movie, you know you have to do press and touring. It's not like you make a movie and never promote it. That's like, hey, I'm on the Joe and Alex Show, but I'm never going to promote it to have more people listen to our show. No, Alex, that's part of our job. They're not paying us more money to do that.
And
it has cost her money down the road. I'm not saying you shouldn't stand up for your principles, but from what I'm getting, I think she's in the wrong.
I don't know. She's started to say, like, this is because of being black and stuff. So I have no idea. Obviously, we can't relate to that experience. I don't know. Like, so that's what I don't know what really being blackballed in Hollywood is. If you do, you can tweet us and tell us at Joan Alex Show. But this is a really interesting situation. A lot of the internet was Team Monique yesterday, more so than Steve Harvey. So it's just, I don't know. I thought it was a really unique story. Ariana Grande revealed new information about Thank You Next and even more information about her relationship with her ex-fiancé Pete Davidson. She said that at first she didn't know if she even wanted to use the guys' real names in the song, but after hearing it, she thought the song was special with their names included. But she did record a version without the names. There was also a third version that was recorded that focused more on Pete. She said, there's a version where I was getting married to Pete, a version where I'm not getting married to Pete, but we all know that the first version was going to be the version that we ultimately went with. I just wanted to cover all the bases. So essentially, before she knew what was going on with their relationship, she made a different version depending on what the outcome could have been. It's kind of weird.
That's like a song backup plan as far as like people in your life. Like, well, I got these other guys on hold in case Pete doesn't work out.
One time at an award show, the Chainsmokers were excited to know that Mariah Carey knew who they were, but there was a twist.
Yo, we met Mariah Carey this one time, and I remember seeing her, and I was like, oh my God, like Fantasy and Honey. And she was like, dude, I love you guys. And we're like, well,
what?
Wow, you know who we are? And she was like, One Direction, right?
Oh, no.
And Frozen 2 will be released on November 22nd. Disney released the trailer yesterday. The sequel will feature original cast members Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, Jonathan Groff, and Josh Gad, along with newcomers Sterling K. Brown. So excited. He's on This Is Us. He plays
Randall.
And Evan Rachel Wood. In the trailer, Elsa tries to conquer the sea so she can cross the raging water. It looks like a part of the movie will be Elsa and her sister embarking on an adventure far away from the kingdom of Arendelle. Coming up in less than an hour in the garbage, this actress came out against her ex-husband yesterday after some sexual abuse accusations happened.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And Ask Alex is your chance to get help, get some advice. You can do it in multiple set of ways. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, probably the easiest and most common way. You can also hit us up on Instagram or Twitter if you send us a direct message, and we can get the conversation going that way. And, of course, you can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Logan. Hey, Logan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
What's your predicament?
Okay, so I kind of scheduled two dates for Valentine's Day.
How did that happen?
Kind of my well, I told one girl that I would, you know, get together on Valentine's Day, and another one I told that I'd get together on Thursday night, which apparently is the same day.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that's kind of what I'm going through right now. So I kind of want to know, what is your advice for maybe how to do both? Or how to gently let down another on maybe the most romantic day of the year.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX, how should Logan handle these two dates at the same time? I mean, I feel like if you are at the restaurant, like maybe you should just tell both of the girls to go to the same restaurant, and then you tell one of them, like the movies, you're like, I got to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back, and then you go sit with the other girl for a little bit, but you just spread them out in the restaurant so they don't see each other.
How does he, first of all, spread them out? He doesn't get to choose where they sit, and two, that is the dumbest idea ever.
Really?
Was that Mrs. Doubtfire?
Was it? I don't remember.
Probably.
I don't think it worked out.
But yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, no. I mean, what else could he do possibly? I guess you would have to just tell, you have to pick which girl you like the best, maybe, and then tell that one that that's the one that you want to go out with, and tell the other girl, sorry, but you just can't hang out. You have a headache or something.
I don't know.
A headache?
The most romantic day. Come on.
Guys don't get headaches. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Actually, hold on. Producer Porkchop says that one of the girls you scheduled a date with is on the phone. Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on. What's her? Okay. Is this Anna?
Yeah.
Hey, Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you have a date tonight with Logan?
Well, I thought so.
Oh.
Anyway.
Awkward.
So, Logan, I could tell it was you immediately. I'm not sure why you thought calling into the morning show we both listened to was a smart move. If you're trying to sneak around, what were you thinking?
It was legitimately, I thought they'd give me some good advice. And it was honestly, as you heard, a pretty genuine mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he was like trying to be malicious, Anna.
Yeah.
No, look, I know. It's Valentine's Day. Everything's supposed to be all lovey-dovey and romantic, but the truth of the matter is this muffin needs buttering, and I think we're a smoke show, so if you're down, I'm down.
What?
Well,
did she
Wait,
just
hold
say...
on a second.
Did she just say...
What does that mean? What is a buttering a muffin?
Like, instead of taking us both out separately, why don't you just take both of us out at the same time?
Are you serious? Wait a second. You're not mad? You want to go together?
Yeah. Honestly, it just kind of turned me on thinking about you with another girl. So why not let me see you with her up close and in person?
Am I getting played right now? Are you serious? You're saying you want to go to dinner together? Or are you saying like there's like other stuff too.
I mean, the
like
three of us
in the evening
together.
Oh,
all night long.
Oh,
I want to sit in the room and watch you guys while you pretend I'm not there.
Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me right now?
This doesn't sound like a traditional menage a trois, Anna.
No.
Oh no. Sorry if I was being confusing. I get off watching other people flip pancakes without me. And I think it'd be hot to sit at the table and be ignored during dinner. Like, I don't even want the waiter to acknowledge me. Logan, just throw me your crumbs like I'm your little orphan girl.
So throw me your crumbs like I'm a little orphan girl. What do you mean being ignored?
Allergies, Anna. Okay,
well, Logan, that's not a bad deal right there, man. I was going to say, be careful if you take two girls out for Valentine's Day. That's expensive. But if you only got to feed one, maybe consider it.
You know,
yeah, but we have... Okay, so wait, this is sounding weird to me right now. Like, I really... Okay. I'm really into this because originally, because it sounded like it was going to be a threesome, because you want to go with me to dinner and after... But after... Okay, wait. This is confusing me. So afterwards, you'll just be, like, following us around like a ghost watching? Are we allowed to acknowledge
you? It's not spooky. It's sexy.
You know, there is FaceTime, Logan. Like, you could, like, stick your camera up on the wall or something, FaceTime, and you could watch that way.
This sounds like the whole night's going to be one giant blue ball, if you know what I mean. Like, you want him, you want to watch him and this girl with each other all night. You want to sit at the same table at dinner. They don't talk to you. They don't even look you in the eye. You're just standing there watching them. And then you want to go home with them after, and they get at it, and you are just watching?
Yes. Queen, you get it. Do you want to come?
No. Nope. I'm good.
No. I don't think Alex has ever buttered her muffin, so I don't think she's
I have plans
that.
With my boyfriend, but this is interesting to me. Logan, are you considering like having a girl go along with you and this other chick?
I mean, I'm not really sure because it originally sounded like kind of a dream. But part of me thinks, you know, it's hot, sure. But
it's very hot.
It's weird.
It is
right?
Kind of weird. 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's not weird.
Should Logan call this the other girl that he's supposed to go on the date with, see if she'd be okay with Anna coming along for them to ignore her the entire night and go home with them and they ignore her while she watches?
That sounds hot. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. All right, hang on. We're going to get some calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now as we continue the Love Hour. Happy Valentine's Day. This is the Love Hour on the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, we got love just dripping everywhere.
So
over here,
much.
Over there. And Ask Alex is full of it this morning.
It's hot, sticky, and sweet. And Logan called us for Ask Alex because he accidentally scheduled two dates for Valentine's Day today. He told one girl, oh, I'll take you out for Valentine's Day. He told another girl, sure, we'll go out Thursday. He completely blanked on that Valentine's Day is Thursday.
Bro.
So as he's asking us how he should handle this, one of the girls, whose name is Anna, called us and was like, listen, I'm not even mad about this. You know what I think is hot? I actually like being ignored in a like group situation. So she said, why don't you ask the other girl if she'd be cool with it? I'd like to go with you and the other girl on the date, sit with you at the table. You completely don't talk to me. Don't make eye contact with me the whole dinner. Then we all go home together. You guys flip pancakes and I just want to watch and be ignored. That's what's a turn on for Anna. So now the question has changed to, should Logan say yes? Should he ask this other girl like if she'd be down and they all do this tonight, or is this nuts? 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's a simple answer. Yes, you should totally do it. Let's talk to Mike this morning. Hey, Mike, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Hey, I just want to say my fiance and I just listen to you guys every morning, so great job. We love the content. And Logan, it's a trap.
Oh, okay. Mic drop right
Mic
there.
Mic drop.
It's a trap. It's a trap. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Also on social media. All right. Let's go to Kayla this morning. Hey, Kayla, what should Logan do?
I think Logan should definitely call the other girl and just try and set up a huge, like, not a threesome, but, like, you know, that little...
Twosome?
Yeah, the group, whatever.
Yeah,
voyeurism is what she's going to be doing.
Yeah.
She's going to watch. What did you say?
Yeah, like...
No, you said, course. Ooh. Or maybe she said, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kayla, do you want to go too? You can watch?
No, I have a little something with my significant other.
So you think that Logan should keep it just him and the other girl? He needs to ditch Anna?
Yes and no. I think Anna should come along... and watch, but like not be in person because that's kind of weird.
Okay.
But like,
yeah, so what I said, like FaceTime.
Yeah.
So Logan, what are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning on towards like, I think I'm going to ask her, to be honest.
You're going to ask the other girl if she'd be cool if Anna tags along?
I mean, why not? What am I going to lose? I mean, yeah. My dignity and potentially this girl's respect, but I think, if two people are down, the third might feel comforted by that.
Yeah, Logan, she's going to love it.
Okay, so okay. Logan, can you call us tomorrow and let us know how this goes?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Okay, great.
If he could even speak after tonight.
Oh, my God.
Logan
thank
might
you guys.
Be set up on like an IV just recovering from the night of his life.
Have a fun.
It's open.
Have a fun Valentine's Day night. Be safe. Be careful, Anna. This is different, but, you know, we're into it. We support it.
Logan, you're a national hero, man. Seriously. We're so proud of you. All right. Well, man, this will be interesting to see what actually goes down, huh?
We'll find out tomorrow.
All right. It's the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Valentine's Day. As we continue the love hour here on the Joe and Alex Show, we got to say hi to my wife, Lindsay. Hey, babe.
Hello.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm excited because Joe says he has something special to tell you, and I'm very anxious for this.
Lindsay?
Joe, are you pregnant?
Yes.
Dang it, poor Chop. That's what I was going to say. Yes, I'm pregnant with a food baby from last night. No, okay. Well, there's no surprise to anybody. I wanted to write you a letter, like just a Valentine's Day letter. And Alex is like, oh my God, you should share like the letter on air and read it. That'd be really sweet because everybody thinks you're a total tool and a terrible husband. I'm like, yeah, probably. So why not? Here's the thing. I tried writing it out last night and this morning. I can't read what I wrote.
Why?
No, like, I can't read it. It's that bad. My penmanship. I can't understand. I don't remember what I wrote.
Are you serious?
His writing is really horrible.
You can't read your own handwriting?
It's really, Alex, it's really bad. That's why that's why I always ask you to write stuff for me.
Oh,
it's not because
no.
I'm lazy. I don't know how to do it that well. So I started to type some stuff. So I wanted to read something I started typing for you this morning at work. But also, then I was just going to freestyle it a bit. But dear Lindsay, I want to start off this Valentine's Day with a poem for you. Do you like poems, babe?
This is sure.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. You're a psycho, but baby, I still love you. No, but real talk, though. I did want to get a little mushy and a little gushy this morning. Lindsay, I am so thankful to call you my teammate for life. We said that in our wedding vows, but I truly mean that. And it's something I'm constantly working on, but I definitely don't communicate, I think, my love enough for you. And I don't know if that's just being a guy that we don't say things enough, but I truly appreciate everything that you do. Sure, I may put recyclables in the garbage and you get mad at me for doing that. Or I may leave things piled up in the sink, or there might be two or three or four pairs of socks and underwear under the bed, and you tell me to do that, but I do love you, and I know you're always right. Alex is usually always right, too, but I don't like
to
admit that. So, I love you. But no, I really do. I am so proud of everything you've been doing. It's not easy traveling across the country to have me follow my dreams and my passions, but you've been a trooper for doing that, and everywhere we've went, you pretty much started from the ground up, from scratch. No friends, no family in the area, and you had to start even at a job. You have to start from the ground up, and I'm so proud of you, too, especially now where you're at and how well you're excelling, and I just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and let you know how much I truly love you and appreciate you. I still have to read that love language book because I said I did, but I didn't. But that way I can figure out to properly communicate your love to you. Yeah, so that, and also I had to tell you that I messed up on the reservation thing. It actually, I did it for March 14th, so tonight we're going to have to get taken.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Are you dead serious, Joe?
Honestly, yes. I just looked at it today, and it's the 14th of March, not February 14th.
That's Pi Day.
Hey, babe, you want to go to a Charlie's and get a pie? No, seriously, that's kind of a last-minute thing, and a little monkey wrench, but I know you're flexible,
oh
so maybe we can get a heart-shaped pizza or something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, Lindsay!
But I love you. I love you, and I love our boys, Benny and Paddington.
Aw, thank you. I love you, too. That was really sweet.
Thank you.
Are you mad about the reservation?
It. That's more, I think, comical than anything.
All right, perfect.
Are you serious?
Honest, yeah, for real, like not kidding.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
I didn't realize that I did March 14th.
I don't want to blow up your spot. Do we have the conspiracy theory music? What? My conspiracy is, what if Joe actually forgot to book the reservation?
Oh, and this is his excuse?
Saying that it was March
14th. No,
I want documentation.
Well, supposedly I didn't see him do it, so maybe that's the case, but I don't think so, only because he made this reservation supposedly months ago. I saw this restaurant on some like best of list, and I was just like, oh, this looks really cute, like we should check it out sometime, and he made reservations for Valentine's Day right away. Or so he thought.
Oh,
they
no.
were probably so confused when he was making like 3 months, 4 months out a reservation for Pie Day.
Oh, no.
But to be fair, I know my wife. You love pie, right?
I do love pie.
All right. And see, that's all that matters.
Oh, it's a Valentine's Day to remember, that's for sure.
All right. I love you, babe.
All right, love you too. Have a great day, guys.
You
Bye.
Too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Raina tweeted us and said, "At Joe and Alex Show." For some reason, I knew Joe would mess this up.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Valentine's Day.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, Ian just called in and he said it's his parents' anniversary, Cynthia and Armando.
Yay.
They've been together 6 years.
Congratulations!
So happy anniversary.
So is he 6 years old?
I sounded a little older than six.
You sounded older than six? Maybe they're, yeah. Maybe one's like a step parent or
we
something.
We know
like
what
that.
Your parents were doing 6 years and 9 months ago.
There oh my gosh.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. That's what it's all about. We are the Joe and Alex Show, and the number to call in is 833-563-2539. What are you doing, Alex? Are you doing a Taylor Swift heart over here?
Yes, because it's the love hour.
It's the love hour.
For a full hour straight, we are doing nothing but crazy relationship scandal and dirt because we know what you like.
No, we're not talking about Alex and the Egyptian. We're talking about other people. my cousin Jeremy. Hey, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, Joey?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody there, man. How you doing?
Well, we just went over this one. We're doing good.
Yeah?
Yep.
I heard you made a little boo-boo, huh?
Are you talking about accidentally scheduling Valentine's Day, the dinner with my wife for March 14th instead of February 14th? Yeah, she's a good sport, but that does kind of suck because I booked it like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's going to be on Pie Day.
Well, it's another special day too, Steak and Special Kisses Day.
Is it really?
That's right.
Oh my God, I'm a hero and I didn't even realize it because it's so hard to get those special kisses from my wife.
Good grief.
How in the world do you screw up that bad, Joey?
I mean, it's the 14th. I don't know why I got so close with it, but I barely missed it. I was off by 1 month.
Did you? So I'm assuming then your Valentine's Day plans are going to go perfectly, Jeremy. You must have something epic planned.
You're the love guru over here.
Yeah, well, that's right. Dr. Love's in the house.
What are your plans? You've got a girlfriend?
Well, she's not my girlfriend yet, but, you know, we've been hanging out a little bit, and if things go smooth today, she will be.
Okay.
Yeah, so she works, I don't know if I told you guys about her or not, she works at the mobile down the road. Her name's Lazy. And,
Lazy?
Every day I go in. Lazy. And,
oh,
I
Lazy,
hear,
okay.
I'm sorry?
I thought you called her Lazy. It's Lacey.
Oh, no, her name's Lacey.
Okay, and she works at you're saying she works at the gas station.
Yeah, she works down at the gas station behind the counter and whatnot. And,
okay.
You know, I go in there pretty much every day. You know, sometimes I got to fill up. Sometimes I just go in and grab a monster and whatever. And, you know, we got to talking, and she's a pretty cool girl. So, you know, my plan is I'm going to go in. I bought a ski mask the other day. I'm going to throw that on my face. I'm going to go in. I'm going to grab a bunch of stuff, my monsters and maybe some Twinkies, I don't know, just a bunch of random stuff. You know they keep those buckets right next to the register? They got, like, roses in them sometimes.
Uh-huh.
For, like, $1.99 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to throw everything up on the counter. And I'm going to do it real fast, right, so she starts freaking out. And I'm going to rip the mask off, and I'm going to give her the rose, and I'm going to say, the only thing, baby, I'm stealing today is your heart.
What if there's somebody inside the gas station, Jeremy, thinks you're robbing it and shoots you dead on the spot?
Yeah, what if she keeps a gun behind the counter? Do you know if she does?
Yeah, I think there's a pistol back there, but, I mean, I'm not, I mean, she is a good shot, though, I'll tell you what.
A That's not good. That's not good. What does she shoot you? She thinks you're trying to rob the gas station.
No, I'll take the mask off before she shoots.
How quickly are you going to do that?
I don't, I'll gauge it when I'm in there, buddy. I don't know.
This is a terrible idea, Jeremy.
I actually think that's very clever. That's very funny.
No, it's not. You think it's funny to go into a gas station, grab a bunch of stuff, and have a ski mask on?
I mean, it's slightly...
How dumb are you?
It's slightly dangerous, but that's funny.
No, it's not. He'll get shot.
This is the best idea. She's going to love it. She's going to love it. I promise you.
I guarantee you somebody's either going to shoot you or call the cops on you. They will. They'll be like, "Oh my God, there's a hold up here at the gas station."
So let's say
it wouldn't be the first time.
let's say everything goes smoothly. She gets the joke or whatever. She's into it. And then, what are your plans for after the fake robbery at the gas station?
Well, first, I know that she's gonna like it. Now, after that, she's gonna be wanting an eggplant for dinner. I know that. Maybe a cucumber salad. I don't know.
Okay, you mean eggplant like you're being funny, right?
Like an emoji. Eggplant, yeah. Parmesan.
Yeah, I was making a joke. I'll probably just get out the barbecue and grill up some brats or something.
Okay, all right. So brats, I mean, that's kind of normal. Are you planning any, like, special type of food or anything? Or, like, champagne?
I'm gonna try to find a cheap bottle of champagne at like CVS or something, and I'll get some glasses and a couple candles, and I'll make it all nice, and I'll probably go all out and get one of those coochie boards.
A
coochie board?
Did you say coochie?
What's coochie board?
You know, one of those. It's like the Lunchables for rich people. It's got like fancy cheeses and
you're
lunch
talking
meat
about
on it.
Charcuterie. Like charcuterie. It's charcuterie, not coochie.
I don't, can you say that on the radio?
We just did.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Yeah.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Oh my God.
I think she will love that. Lunchables for rich people.
Hey, I'm down with that. A good charcuterie board will get you something.
Well, this sounds fantastic. I mean.
But no, not the fake robbery. I want to go back to that because I feel like we glazed over that. Do not do that. You got to come up with something else to say that she stole your heart.
What else am I supposed to do, man? I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm not worried about her like shooting me or anything like that. Like, yeah, she's a good shot. Like, I don't want to say she's better than me, but she is. You know, we've been to the shooting range a couple times and whatnot. But oh man, the way she holds a gun, ooh man, when she holds it, it gets me all revved up like a Mack truck. I'll tell you what.
I have a great idea, Jeremy.
What?
How about the second you go in there, you hold her at fake gun point, so then she's not going to shoot at you, just to keep her from shooting at you. So you hold her at gun point, like with your fingers.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
That's good. See, look, lift the web girl for the win. She's rescuing the whole situation. I think this sounds like a really good idea. So I think the idea's cute. Just ditch the ski mask, do the fake finger gun. It'll still be cute. You won't get yourself in trouble. The last thing we want is you to be arrested and calling Joe on the radio and collect jail call.
I'm not bailing you out. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble. And besides, I mean, I'm fast. I can get away if somebody does call the cops or whatever, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, you let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Joe, you need any advice for Lindsay?
No, man. I think I'm all set there, Jeremy.
Well, I think you botched it pretty bad. So, I mean, if you need me to come down and take her out or whatever, I'd be more willing to just let me know.
Jeremy. What about Lacey?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, she owes me a hall pass anyway.
All right. That's it. That is my cousin,
that
Jeremy.
Is your cousin hitting on your wife.
Hey, what's going on?
I want to take him and her out for a beer. I want to witness the whole thing, and I want a bag of popcorn while this all goes down.
Dude, you and me both, I want to be friends with Jeremy in real life, but he lives far away. He doesn't live in town is the thing, so we can only talk to him on the phone ever.
I don't care. I want to go. I want to go and be part of this and videos and FaceTime this live, and I want to be there. Like, I'm single, but I want to be part of that.
I'm sure Jeremy...
We still live together, you know? Like, we're not doing anything for Valentine's Day, but that's a lot more better than what I had planned.
No kidding. I'm sure Jeremy would love to hear that.
But every girl, every woman or girl would love for that kind of, you know, thought-out process. Like, she's got to say yes.
Oh, my God. You're not even wrong, though. You're not.
Yeah, you are.
But it's going to be on the news later. Like, man was shot while trying to... give a Valentine's Day present. I mean,
yeah, exactly. That's the whole point right there. But thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Have to give a shout out for Addison, who's 17 and a big fan of the show. He wants us to tell his girlfriend Tristan that he can't wait to get a piece of that booty.
Get it? That's what Valentine's Day is all about.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Mandy Moore's ex-husband, singer-songwriter Ryan Adams, who also did his own version of Taylor Swift's 1989 a couple years ago, has been accused of sexting with a 14-year-old girl while he was married to Mandy. Adams is also being accused of offering 7 different women sexual opportunities after asking them to come and record in the studio. One of his accusers is Mandy Moore. One of the other accusers revealed that she was only 14 when she started receiving sex from him. According to reports, the women claimed that Adams would ask them to come and record in the studio and then their sessions would turn sexual. The women reported that they would dismiss his demands or approaches and he would turn vengeful and back off of helping them with their careers. The women claimed that he would also harass them on social media and send aggressive text messages. He's responded to the allegations and said, "To anyone I've ever hurt, however unintentionally, I apologize deeply and unreservedly." He said, "But that picture that this article paints is upsettingly inaccurate. Some of its details are misrepresented, some are exaggerated, some are outright false. I would never have inappropriate interactions with someone I thought was underage, period."
That's just so gross.
It's not looking good for him. When you got that many women with credible screenshots and all this stuff, it's not looking good. Selena Gomez is not looking to date after getting help for anxiety and depression. I think we're starting to see now why her and Justin probably didn't work out.
They both have bad anxiety and depression.
They both have mental health issues. That would be hard. Sources say the singer and actress is focusing on her mental health right now and isn't necessarily looking to date. She's paying most of her attention to her own well-being and doesn't want that infringed upon. She left a treatment center back in December after getting help with her mental health issues. The students from Covington Catholic High School were cleared of any wrongdoing after an independent investigation funded by the diocese. They found that they were not instigators of the viral incident with a Native American man at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. last month. The inquiry, conducted by Greater Cincinnati Investigation, Inc., found that the accounts of Nick Sandman and his classmates and the chaperones on the trip to the nation's capital were consistent with videos that circulated online, showing that it was they who were harassed by a group of so-called Black Hebrew Israelites. The report found no evidence of offensive or racist statements by students to Mr. Phillips or members of his group. And Amy Schumer posted a video online joking about the gender of her new baby she's expecting.
I know it probably seems like I've been pregnant for 1,000 years to you guys, but what I wanted to announce was the baby's gender. We're so excited to say that we don't care what the gender is. However the baby identifies is fine. Whatever the baby's sexuality is, any way the baby identifies is cool with us, as long as it doesn't identify as a DJ. That's heartbreaking.
I agree.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So I'm learning a little bit about this, but this is a prank, it sounds like, that kind of went wrong. Ariana Grande dropped a brand new album on Friday, and there's one of the songs, Break Up With Your Boyfriend, or what's
Break
it called?
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Okay, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And then I've been seeing this, but I didn't understand it. Now it makes sense. It's like a little joke. You like text that to somebody.
Yeah, it's like a meme, the Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored challenge or meme. And okay, you literally text those words or have someone text those words to your boyfriend to see how he will respond. So Liv the Web Girl and I came up with the brilliant idea, I thought at the time, to text that to each of our boyfriends. So I gave Liv the Egyptian's number, she texted him, and Liv gave me Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend's number, and I texted him, because they don't have our numbers, so they wouldn't know who would be texting
them. They'd just be random people texting them? Okay.
Yeah, it's a test to see, like, oh, are they going to be like, no, I love my girlfriend, get out of here, you know, or if they're going to be like, oh, who is this? So Liv texts the Egyptian. He's like, LOL, who is this? She's like, doesn't matter. He never even responds. He calls me. He's like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Somebody did the Ariana Grande meme to me. Like, he immediately knew it was a prank. And I just said, yeah, it was Liv. Like, he passed, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, obviously, Jewel Daddy is going to have the same reaction. But the problem is, and I did not, you know, obviously, I had no idea that this was going to happen.
What happened?
I texted Jewel Daddy, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. And immediately he's like, who's asking? And I'm like asking Liv for direction. Like, how do you want me to keep responding? So Liv is telling me, you know, what to say. So I'm like, if I promise to make it worth your while, do you care? He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, whatever you want it to mean, daddy. Like, I'm texting him really obnoxiously.
Is that how you flirt?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to be like myself. And he's like, you know, I said, if you're bored, we can meet to talk about these arrangements. He's like, arrangements? What does that mean? LOL, I don't even know who I'm talking to. So then I say, so if I was someone that you've had your eye on that you might be interested in, would you be down? He says, LOL, is this Jessica from the gym?
So wait, like where Liv works at?
Yeah. So I work there, but...
Is there a Jessica at the gym?
I mean, there's a billion people at the gym. And the thing is that all of his roommates work out at that gym. And they're friends with a lot of people at that gym. Like, they know so many people who have worked there and who go there. And his other roommate is a boss there. He's, like, my boss. So he knows a ton of people. So they're constantly, like, going out with people from the gym. They have a whole friend group that's from the gym, and it just like kind of keeps growing. And obviously, like when we first did this, I had no idea that this was going to happen, because like I thought that we had a pretty good relationship and I thought that I could trust him. And now I just don't know what to do. I don't know if him and this Jessica girl have kissed, hooked up. I mean, clearly he didn't have her number, but like, I don't know, like, does this qualify for cheating? Either way, I'm mad, because he initially told me about that, the text. And
like, what do you mean?
Like, he was like, oh, someone texted me and said break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored. And remember, I told you,
right,
that he told me about it. So I was like, oh, like, he passed the test.
He told me
about it right away. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to respond.
But he was responding to me in way more after that.
Whoa, so, hold on. What else did he say?
So he said, LOL, is this Jessica from the gym? I said, if it is, would you say yes? He said, haha, did my roommate give you my number? I said, yeah, he did. Are you happy? He said, well, I'm not mad, with a wink.
And that's like when my stomach absolutely dropped, and I've been like sick to my stomach ever since. I've had so much anxiety. I don't know what to do. I'm so upset. And like, he doesn't know that I know.
And I feel horrible.
Well, okay. And listen, I'm not trying to beat you up, because this is a serious thing, but I told you, it's not funny, because obviously like we know things, but it's like, what if it could backfire
but
and blow up in your face?
Neither of us thought that.
No, I know, but I did. Did pork chop? Did I not say, look, this probably, I know it's funny, but I would do it to somebody else, not your boyfriend's. Like somebody else.
Yeah, he said that.
And like, what hurts the most, I think, because I've been cheated on before, is that, like, before when I've been cheated on, it's made sense. And I've been like, I can see how that happened. There were red flags. I should have known. But there was like nothing like that this time.
Yeah, I've never really hung out with Jewel Daddy, but he seems like a good guy. He seems to always make you happy, make you smile. He treats you well. I saw like the post online like for his birthday, and how he was so thankful for having you. And you guys recently went on a trip where to like Hawaii. I'm a little surprised too. Like, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know if we could say he's officially cheated yet. Would you say he's cheated, Alex, with these kind of texts?
I think they're real fishy. I think he's looking to see if he has if someone can scratch his itch, because he's like, LOL, did my roommate give you my number? You know, I'm not mad, winky face. Like, obviously he's fishing. He's not saying blatantly, yes, I'll meet up with you, but he's fishing. And I feel terrible, because obviously I just meant this to be funny. And now I feel really bad for Liv, because I don't know if this is, in the long run, well, this is good. Like, do you feel like mad at me, Liv? Like, Alex, you should have never suggested we do this prank, because now look where you've gotten my relationship. Or are you like, you know, it sucks and it's painful, but maybe this is good for me to find this out.
I'm not mad at you, because I feel like this was going to happen down the line. I'm glad I know now, but...
I mean, this happened. So behind the scenes, this happened 2 days ago. Yes. We just didn't have time in the show yesterday to talk about it, so we had to wait till today. Mm-hmm. So what has happened since he was texting me this? Because you guys, obviously, you spend a lot of time together. You say you hang out every day. So what has the dynamic been like between the two of you?
So the first day that this happened, I was able to kind of like make excuses of like why I couldn't come over for dinner or like why I couldn't see him. And then yesterday, honestly, like luckily, like he was so busy with work, literally the second he woke up until the day he like went to sleep, that we just were texting minimally, but like we couldn't see each other or hang out.
Does he know that you are upset or know anything?
No.
And he hasn't even tried to talk to you about it?
No, he hasn't brought it up. He has no idea I know.
So if he listens to this, this is the first time that he's hearing anything?
Yes, he might be listening right now.
So what is your plan if he is listening? What is your plan on how to approach this?
I don't really know where to go from here, but I'm pissed and I'm mad and I'm hurt.
Are you still going to go out like for, you said you had...
No, I'm not going out for Valentine's Day. And of course, like of all days for this to happen too, like Valentine's Day.
Ugh, I feel so bad. I am genuinely so sorry. At first I thought you were messing with me when this was going on. I was like, he's in on it. She told him to text me like this, but now I feel like I'm seeing your reaction.
And I will say, when you said that yesterday, like that made me really upset.
No, but to be fair...
How am I supposed to know?
Listen, I don't want you to start fighting because that's... We're trying to like be together here. So I understand that. So
I mean, I just didn't know because we've pranked each other before on the show. And so at first, you know, and obviously I want to believe it's a prank. I don't want to think this is really happening. I didn't mean to do that in a mean way. I was just like, you're pranking me. This has to be, you know, a freaking joke. Because like, who would have thought this would happen? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. What in the world is Liv supposed to say now in this situation? And am I supposed to text him and say, I'm sorry, this was Alex, just so you know, busted? What am I supposed to do? What is she supposed to do?
If you do that, I don't know if he's cheating or not, but if you do that, Alex, he'll be like, yeah, I was just messing with you too. I was kidding. Like, if he is, and he can have, I guess, what is it, plausible deniability? Like, he could say, oh, yeah, I was in on it too.
I just thought we had a perfect relationship, and guess what? It's like all a lie.
Wow. What do you mean? So this is a prank? I literally knew it. I knew it.
What's up, Jewel Daddy?
Hey, what's up?
So, you guys are so annoying. I freaking knew. I called this.
Oh, you told her?
I called this.
No, when you told her.
I knew it. Did you know?
Did I know?
No, did Pork Chop and Joe know?
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, I told, you guys cannot bring me. I called this.
Oh,
no,
Albert.
We just did.
Oh,
you
my God.
2 days ago, I said, this is totally a lie.
I know, and then we kept it going, and you believed it. So here's the thing.
What?
I literally had, like, Jewel Daddy's phone, like, texting you back.
I'm so annoyed.
And then when you called me, he was sitting right next to me. So she called me and she was like, look, I don't know what you want me to do. This has gone like really far. Like there's a couple ways we can play this out. Like, oh my, I'm so sorry. And he was literally sitting next to me and we were dying laughing.
Oh my gosh.
We pranked the prankster.
I mean, yes, of course I ended up believing, but I immediately said, this is a prank. You guys are all in on this. And then you were like so convincing, like, no, 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 it's not. So of course, what am I supposed to say? I can't keep saying you're lying to me when you're like crying.
I will say though too, Jewel Daddy was the one that thought of it.
You guys suck.
I think it's kind of
like, Alex, how could you think I could do something like that?
Because I don't freaking know, because she is a pattern of dating cheaters. How am I supposed to know? Maybe she picked another bad one.
Oh my God. Awkward.
No. I'm just saying she's dated some crappy guys before. It's not like it couldn't happen. So I felt bad. I didn't know.
I think it's cute how bad you felt. But yeah, no. Me and Jewel Daddy were in on it the whole time. It was his idea. Pork Chop and Joe, I called them immediately.
You guys deserve each other.
Oh, so much love right here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and it's time for Dumb People. Let's get into your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let's take this to Florida. A homeless Florida couple was arrested after being caught getting it on, flipping some pancakes near a children's parade that was happening in downtown Fort Myers. Can I repeat? A children's parade was happening.
Dumb really. On another level.
Several people who were attending the parade saw the couple flipping pancakes on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk? Wait, we can't take this to behind a tree or a bench? We're going to do it on the sidewalk?
Wow, they're bold.
If anything, you're impeding movement. Come on. and people saw this and they called the cops. When cops arrived at the scene, they ordered the couple to stop the act and put their clothes on. Like, what do they have to do, tase them or throw a bucket of water on them to get it to stop? The woman claimed that the couple was not flipping pancakes, but rather they were just dry humping. How do you dry hump when you're not clothed? Trust me. I know for a long time that's all I could get, but I knew what I was doing.
That sounds like a stupid excuse a teenager would tell their parent.
We're not doing that. We're not flipping pancakes. We're dry humping.
Exactly.
Look at this, okay? Well, the man said he liked having sexy sexy. Man, Alex, wait till you get married and you can have sexy sexy.
I'm so excited for that.
Hey, Alex, you want the sexy sexy?
Yes, I do.
I'm
going to
give you the sexy sexy. And I didn't feel like they were doing anything wrong. Both the man and the woman seemed to be very intoxicated at this point, and they had both actually previously been arrested back in September for, flipping pancakes in the middle of the day in the downtown area. So, all right. That's fun to see. Like, oh, hey, look out. Okay, look that way.
Should have just had a normal date at IHOP. Have some of those pancakes.
Mm-hmm. It's a Joe and Alex show. And I got to sing.
Thank you for that serenade.
Anytime. I got it for you. We do love you, though, by the way. Thank you so much for listening to us. I wanted to put Alex, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop into a battle. We are going to do the love song battle. I am going to explain the rules so you guys understand it and there's no fighting or complaining, because believe it or not, we do a lot of that here on the Joe and Alex show. And the way this is going to work is quite simple. I am going to play a song. At any time, you can buzz in with your name, which would be Alex, Liv, or Porkchop. You then guess. You have to correctly give me the artist and title. If you do that, you get a point.
Oh, both the artist
correct.
And title?
You need both. Ugh. Otherwise, you get nothing. You don't lose a point, but you don't get it unless you get them both right. If somebody's wrong, I'll say, wrong, and then the other person can buzz in with their name, and then they can take a stab at it.
Okay.
So, whoever gets the most right here, I got 7 songs for you, will be the Valentine's Day Love Song Battle Champion.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, song 1, buzzing at any time.
Alex.
Ooh, Alex, very quick on the draw. What is your guess?
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
That is correct.
What?
Good job.
Boom, just like that. Can't believe you guys are getting your butt kicked this early on.
It's only been one. I'm not too confident yet.
All right, next song is...
Alex.
Oh my gosh, Porkchop, you didn't call in. Who do you think had it first? I feel like it was Alex, but I could be wrong.
I didn't even...
I feel like it was Alex, barely.
Are you serious?
I'm
really
sorry.
Thought it was me.
I'm sorry. Alex, what's your guess?
Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
That is correct.
Yes. That was so unfair.
That you didn't buzz in? My bad. Sorry.
No, I buzzed in first, but okay.
I asked Porkchop to help me out.
Well, Porkchop...
I was trying to think of the song.
All right, here we go. Here's your next one. Alex got a 2-0 lead here.
Alex, or
what?
What did she say?
3?
She had a stroke. 4, 5, 6,
red.
Red, yellow, blue. Colors. Words.
Loud noises.
I don't know why we're yelling.
Liv, that's Boys to Men.
3.
Oh my gosh.
2.
Porkchop.
1. Porkchop.
Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Dang it. This is one of my favorite songs.
Does Jewel Daddy just look at you and sing the song?
Your new name on the show is 3.
It's kind of like 11, you know, from Stranger Things, but we've got our very own. Her name's Liv, a.k.a. 3. All right, it is 2 points for Alex. Get yourself together. 1 for Porkchop. 3 has none. All right, here's your next song, the love song battle.
Porkchop!
Porkchop had that
yes.
one.
Yes. As Long as You Love Me by,
3.
Why am I thinking NSYNC or Backstreet
2,
Boys?
2.
Don't get
1.
Backstreet Boys.
Live.
Oh, it's right, Backstreet Boys! Woo! We have got a tie game, ladies and gents.
That was close.
I don't care who you are. Thanks, 3. Can we update all of our social media stuff to say 3?
Yeah. Like,
thing 3.
3, the web girl. 3, the web number. Okay. All right, listen. There is 3 more songs left, and we have a tie game, and Liv still has nothing.
I can still come back.
Yeah, technically, you can. If not, you're probably out. You mean you can ruin it for people? But all right, here we go. This is the fifth song. Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
Oh my God! I don't know who that was.
That was me. That was me. That was me. That really was me.
Did you guys hear Liv quicker?
I heard all of us.
Honestly,
actually.
Like my ears exploded.
I think
that
it was
one.
A tie.
I'm gonna give it to Liv just to be nice. Liv, go
that
ahead.
That was Rihanna, and I know the line "Yellow Diamonds."
Three. Two.
Pork chop.
Loving
one.
Diamonds.
Hold on.
Pork chop.
Hold on.
Alex.
Hold on. You guys can't buzz in. Let her finish. I didn't say one.
I know, but see, he was saying pork chop while I was trying to come up with the name, so I don't think that's fair.
Well, we never.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Don't buzz in yet.
Okay.
Liv, here we go. Three, two, one.
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Rihanna, We Found Love.
You're still wrong. Alex.
No, he was right.
No, he's wrong. It's Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, We Found Love, right?
Oh,
or is it Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris?
Technically, yes, Calvin Harris is in there, but for the game I came up with, I didn't have to have that.
Fine.
I wasn't going to be that big of a stickler. You're just mad now that Porkchop's taking the lead. 3-2-2. Oh, Liv.
This is one of my favorite
Rihanna.
Songs.
It is Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris, by the way.
Okay.
It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
Man, we are so good.
I feel like I'm really good at impersonating singers.
I think you might be equal with as many points as you have on that one. Yeah. All right, this one's next one is a tough one, but we'll see if Alex can tie it up. Liv, you can maybe just play spoiler with.
I know what it is.
I see the most confused look ever.
I don't know what it's called.
Sounds like Mr. Rogers.
No, I know what it is. I just don't know the name of it.
I'll give you a little bit more, then I'm going to have to buzz.
Love and you.
This is the one that goes, la 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 la.
Making love with you.
I don't know the name or the artist.
Pork chop.
Liv.
Pork chop first.
Cyndi Lauper. making love to you.
Well, that was
Liv.
No. Gwen Stefani making love to you.
Does she kind of sound like Gwen Stefani to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Cause I ain't no hollaback.
Oh, it's your guess, Alex.
I have no idea what. I know the
guess.
Song. I don't know the name or the artist.
Is it out of love?
Jewel. Like, I'll guess for you. It sounds like Jewel.
This song's in a movie, but I don't know what movie.
Never heard it.
I feel like it's never been kissed, maybe.
What if I give you the first name? Nobody gets a point. Minnie. Can you give me the last
what?
One? First name's Minnie. M-I-N-N-I-E.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Mouse?
Macy Gray?
Minnie.
Minnie Riperton. It's Lovin' You.
Okay, definitely don't know that.
La, 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 la.
Hey, I could get the win la, with this la, next
la,
one.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, Alex can tie it and force overtime, even though I don't have an overtime song. Or you could win at Pork Chop and be the first time you ever won anything on this show. So here we go. Alex, Liv, you can be a spoiler too in Pork Chop. This is your
Please
last song.
Please be the spoiler.
Pork Chop!
Alex.
That was Pork Chop.
Gwen Stefani.
Okay. Three, two, that was not even close. All
Wait,
right.
What?
Not even close. That wasn't right. It wasn't.
Oh, I know. I know.
Quiet.
I know now.
Quiet.
Liv.
Liv, to play spoiler.
I don't know actually either of them. I just
I got
I've
it.
Heard
I got it.
Before.
Hold
I
on.
I got it.
Dude, shut up. Alex still has a chance
okay,
to show
I'm
us a buzz
guess.
In.
No, I don't know.
Wow, this is so terrible.
Don't play more.
Is it No Doubt Say That You Love Me?
Oh my gosh,
I don't know.
You think this is No Doubt?
It sounds
it is
like
No,
no
doubt.
Doubt.
It's not No Doubt.
What?
It's Gwen Stefani.
It's not Gwen Stefani.
Stop.
Who is this?
Here, let me fast forward right here.
Say that you love me.
It's the Carnegiens, Love Fools.
Oh, that's right. This is in The Office.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for a very, very big time, very big deal, for the first time, producer Porkchop has won a game! And we now get to hear producer Porkchop's victory song, which is...
Porkchop! Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Porkchop!
Yeah!
Wow.
Good job.
I'm kind kind of glad you won. I mean, that was an ugly game. I wish I wouldn't have done it. But the ending of the song was almost worth it. So even though nobody's listening anymore. Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Happy Valentine's Day and good morning. Who's this?
Samantha.
Hey, what do you got going on?
Not much.
Oh, that's cool. Would you like to maybe go see Cher tonight or see the Chippendales on February 22nd?
I would love to take my mom to see Cher.
Yay! Well, you just got a date for tonight, girl.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get you all the details. Yep, you'll get to go see Cher tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, celebrate Valentine's Day. And hey, okay, well, we can't give away Cher tickets tomorrow. That would kind of, well, I mean, I guess we could, but the show's over. But tomorrow we will have your chance around this time to win Chippendales tickets. So that's pretty cool. What do you guys got going on? Because my plans have changed now for Valentine's Day since I realized that I booked our reservation for dinner for March 14th.
That's so awful.
Genius.
Which is also Steak and a Special Kisses Day. Found that out on accident. And my wife hates special kisses. So who knows what'll happen? Miracles.
I am going to the Egyptian's house. He's going to make like a super nice, speaking of steak dinner, I think. And I told him he better make it good. I mean, like romance. I hope there's some flowers for me.
How do you get your steak cooked?
Medium. And me too. I like ribeye.
Nice.
You got to go medium rare, you guys. It needs to be moving.
I'm getting my steak rare tonight. I'm going to Sullivan's Steakhouse with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and his sister and her boyfriend. We're going on a double date. And I actually got a DM from one of Jewel Daddy's friends that said, please tell me, like, that segment you guys did on the show, like, was that a joke? Like, oh my gosh, are you guys really breaking up? Did Jewel Daddy really cheat on you? If you didn't hear, you can go back to our podcast. But we pranked Alex into thinking that she ruined mine and my boyfriend's relationship.
Yeah, that podcast is up at joeandalexshow.com.
That was not nice.
Well, sometimes you got to get people back.
You prank everyone, and I've tried pranking you, like, 8 times before, and this is the first time that
it
actually
it only
worked.
Half worked because I said immediately it was a prank then, like 2 days ago.
I know, but then we convinced you otherwise.
All right. You can go listen to it, like Joe said, on joanalexshow.com or search for The Joan Alex Show in any podcast app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever to hear it. But I hope that the Egyptian pulls through tonight. I hope that he makes us a special romantic dinner, doesn't like, you know, break out cheeseburgers and is like, well, here you go.
Do you want him to butter your biscuit tonight or what?
At least you have something going on because Chase is a double at Applebee's all day, so I'm just gonna Uber drive all day and make a ton of money.
You're not gonna hang out with him?
I can't. He's a double all day, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
You can hang out with me and Lindsay. We're just gonna get a heart-shaped pizza.
No, I'm gonna do the idea. I don't want to say what I'm gonna do in case he's listening, but I'm gonna do what I've been saying all along.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. That might work out. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Freak Show Friday at 7:30. We'll also, like I said, have more Chippendale tickets to win at 9:45. And, well, I can't say anything else. Alex, the web girl, producer, Pork Chop, we got to get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.